You are listening to an exclusive podcast on Money Control.
A very good morning and a very warm welcome to a morning walk down the Lal Street. Today is the 6th of February, a Wednesday. It is hump day. Will there be obstacles on the way of the Lal Street, and will we see this streak being broken, or will it continue to be inching towards the 11,000 mark? That is the big question we will try to address as we take a look at what we can expect over the course of today's trading. But we'll also take a look at what happened yesterday. All that and more coming up right here on a morning walk down the Lal Street with me, Rakesh Sharma, right here on Money Control.
A morning walk down Dalal Street with Money Control.
Well, it was a flat close for the market on Tuesday evening, with the Nifty managing to hold on to the 10,900 mark for the second day in a row. Indices traded in a narrow range through the day, but gave up some gains towards the end of the session. The broader markets, though, continued their underperformance, with the BSE mid-cap and small-cap indices closing lower by 0.5 and 0.9% respectively. With that close yesterday, both Sensex and Nifty have closed higher for the fourth consecutive session. Despite muted activity across the globe, the Indian markets have managed to stage a fairly smart rebound. Oil prices have cooled off from recent highs, which should act as a tailwind for the Indian markets. With the Monetary Policy Committee statement to be declared on the 7th of February, rate-sensitive stocks will remain in focus. Most experts expect the Reserve Bank of India to retain a pause on interest rates, but there could be a change in stance to neutral from calibrated tightening as of now. We did some number crunching as to how the market behaved in the month of February in the last 10 years, and bulls and bears battle it out in the month of February, which is usually marred with budget volatility. Anecdotal evidence suggests that bulls came on top and pushed the Sensex to close in the green in 5 out of the last 10 years. Data from Ace Equity has gone on to show. The S&P BSE Sensex rallied 4.5% in the month of February of 2014, followed by 2.6% rally seen in the years 2012 and 2.1% gain seen in 2017. On the other hand, bears were able to take control of the Lal Street in 5 out of the last 10 years. Maximum carnage in the last 10 years was of course seen in the year 2016 in the month of February, when Sensex plunged by 7%, followed by 4.8% drop in 2018 and 4.6% fall seen in the year 2013. Snapping its two-day losing streak, the rupee ticked higher by 23 paise to close at 71.57 per US dollar on Tuesday amid fresh foreign fund inflows and gain in Indian markets. On the institutional front, FPI and DIIs were both net buyers in the Indian markets to the tune of 420 crore rupees and 194 crore rupees respectively, provisional data have gone on to show. The big news today is also going to come from earnings season, because we're well bang smack in the middle of earnings season. So let's find out what's happening and what we can expect from that space. As many as 132 companies will be declaring their results for the quarter ended December today. And that includes prominent names like Adani Power, Balkrishna Paper Mills, Cipla, Cummins India, Graphite India, JSW Steel, Lupin, Pungeloid, Siemens, Venkis India and Wheels India, among others. We have some estimates as to how these stocks might perform from Motilal Oswal. Well, Cipla, PAT is likely to fall by 13% year-on-year to 403 crore rupees. Lupin, PAT is likely to fall by 4% year-on-year to 247 crore rupees. So it's a big day for the pharma sector today. And finally, Siemens, PAT is likely to grow by 11% year-on-year to 1 crore rupees. A quick look at the technical view and what it's trying to tell us. Nifty has formed a bullish candle for the fourth consecutive day in a row, like I said earlier. It closed above 10,900 for the second consecutive day, which is a good sign for the bulls. However, broader markets still are reeling under pressure. One interesting thing which was visible on the charts was a buy signal triggered by MACD indicator on the daily charts. MACD, of course, stands for Moving Average Convergence Divergence. The MACD indicator is basically a refinement of the two moving averages system and measures the distance between the two moving average lines. How much more convergence? Is it a good sign? Is it bullish or bearish? If this is what MACD indicator tells you. The indicator gave a signal on the 24th of January, and the index recorded an intraday low of 10,583 on the 29th of January before bouncing back towards the 10,900 levels. Analysts advise investors to continue holding long positions and add fresh positions only after a breakout above the 10,985 levels, which could open room for the index towards the higher levels of 11,080 to 11,200 levels. We'll be watching out for three levels over the course of today: 10,886, 10,956 and 11,000. Maximum call OI placed at 11,000, followed by 11,200. Maximum put OI placed at 10,700, followed by 10,400. Very quickly, to make this walk worth your while, we spoke to Religare Broking Limited, and this is what they have to recommend in terms of some stocks to buy and sell. It's going to be 2 buy calls and 1 sell call. Kotak Mahindra Bank has a buy call. Last trading price of 1,277 rupees. Target we're looking at is 1,360 rupees. Stop loss 1,220. Return 6.5%. Pidilite Industries has a buy call. LTP of 1,125 rupees. Target 1,190. That is 1,190. Stop loss 1,085. 1,085. For return of 5.7%. And finally, Bajaj Auto Limited has a sell call for February futures. LTP we're looking at is 2,711 rupees, target 2,540, 2,540, stop loss 2,750, 2,750 for downside of 6%. Kotak Mahindra and Pidilite with buy calls and Bajaj Auto with a sell call. Well, that's pretty much everything you need to know before going into trade today. In case you're interested in other stories besides just the market, you've come to the right place, obviously, because the podcasts we do here cover a wide range of topics. SR Steel's saga is one of the podcasts we've covered, so be sure to check that out. We're also talking to Santosh Nair, who's giving us a few investment tips, so do be sure to check that out as well. Until the next time you hear from me, which is likely the evening or any time during the course of the day, should you choose to listen to other podcasts, I'm always here. But until whenever that next time is, this is me, Rakesh Sharma, on behalf of the Money Control Podcast Desk, saying thank you for joining us, and do stay with us on moneycontrol.com to be a smart listener and an even smarter investor.
A morning walk down Dalal Street with Money Control.
The views and investment tips expressed by investment experts on moneycontrol.com are his or her own and not that of the website or its management. Moneycontrol.com advises users to check with certified experts before taking any investment decisions.
This has been a Money Control presentation.